Today's daf is Erev Daf Samach Aleph, and we are on Samach Amabez. We will start a couple of lines up from the bottom, four lines up from the bottom, from the comment of Rav Edi. What were we talking about? So the Mishnah had said yesterday that if somebody puts their Erev somewhere outside the city, whatever they put out in one direction, so then they lose that in the other direction. Right? One Amma here, one Amma there. So we asked the question, something from another source that you lose much more than that, not just one. So the Gemara answers, well, it depends. Depends where the Tchum ends. Khan, the Mishnah Gemara had said, Shekalsa midaso b'chatzia year, Khan shekalsa midaso b'sofa year. Depends if the Tchum now ends within having the whole city within its Tchum, or having the Tchum end inside the city. And that's what we quoted from Rav Edi in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And that's what we said, Lomaskana, as we're about to see soon. If somebody is in a tchum and the city in the tchum, the 2,000 amos ends inside another city, so then that's it. They're stuck. They can't go further beyond that. The only time that we assume that an entire city is considered 4 amos is only A, if somebody starts the Shabbos within that city, and that's his makam shvisas, then the city is considered 4 amos. If he is deposited there in a city on Shabbos after some type of emergency, going out for a mitzvah, v'chulu. Or number 3, if my tchum, my 2,000 amos, includes an entire city. If the tchum goes beyond the next city, then also I can look at the city as 4 amos. But if not, if it ends within the city, so then I'm allowed to go up to that point of the city and no more. So that's what we summarized yesterday. That was Rav Edi in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Says Rav Edi now, after that comment, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Amar Rav Edi, Ein Elu Ela Divrei Nevius. These words are prophetic. They're like Nevuah. What does that mean? Rashi says, I have no idea the reason. I have no idea. I know it's true. It must be true, but I know it's like a Navi. Sometimes we don't understand what a Navi says, but we know it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the emphasis of the Ritva too. That it must be true, but I just don't know the reason. Become up, Pirish Rashi. Shem Dvarim Shel Tema. V'lo Nedalem Tam Kedivri HaNavi. She'inu Nosim Tam V'raya L'Dvarav. U'mikam Makam Dvarav Emes Kedivri HaNavi. Right, so that's what he means to say, Rav Edi, in the name of Rav Yeshua ben Levi, these are amazing. I don't understand it. Why? What's so amazing? Mali kalsa b'chatzi ha'ir, mali kalsa b'sofa year. Why should there be a difference between chatzi ha'ir and sofa year? If I end up in the city, then the whole city should be dalet amos. What difference should it make? So the Gemara does not answer that logical question. The Gemara is about to answer and say, no, it's true. There is a distinction. But the svara is not given. One has to say the svara is that if one shoots beyond the city, so then the entire city, you have the ability to say that you don't have to look at it as at certain specific spots in place. No, it's all within the tchum. So once it's all within the tchum, so then that's it. I don't have to relate to it as with specific measurements. But if I don't get to the other end, you have to work on the svar. But the Gemara is not so bothered by it. Rav Edi makes this exclamation, but the Gemara now just proves that no, it is true based on textual sources. Tosfos here has really two opinions, whether this is a praise, ein elo every divrei nevius, sometimes we find is not such a praise. Oh, what is this? It's divrei nevius he's saying. Tosfos says here, Omer Reed, to bechal makab sh'omer ein elo elo divrei nevius, havi l'shevach. Most of the time it's l'shevach, or all the time. Tosfos later on is not so sure, but here at the beginning, and what he seems to really think is that it's praise. Klomar, ein chachba kezu, shemeven l'chalik kolkach svaramu etes. Ruach HaKodesh Amar. It must be that he's had a certain Ruach HaKodesh, certain Divrei Nevuah, to be able to say to make such a statement. It's interesting to note that who is he quoting here? His Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Yeshua ben Levi was not just a normal, regular individual. There are many stories in Shas about Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that we say, ain elo every ela Divrei Nevius, but this is Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Just to remind everyone of one of the stories of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Ksubis Ayin Zayin. Remember that story? Shua ben Levi, Michrachu, the Gemara is talking about Ba'alei Ra'atan, who had some type of contagious illness. And the question was, who was going to be near them, and whether one was allowed to go near them. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Michrach Behu Ba'asik Ba'Torah. He used to go near them and teach Torah. Torah is going to protect me. So he used to go near them and teach Torah. The Chulu. And he says, Ki Avi Shachiv, when it was time for him, after 120 years, Amru Leila Malach HaMavis, Zil Avin Le Reusei. So the Malach HaMavis was given instructions, you know, go bring Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, but, you know, you can give him one last request if he asks for it. Avin Le Reusei. Azal Ischazi Le. So he went and appeared in front of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, and he says, it's time. Amr Le Achvi Li Duchtoi. Rabbi Shimon ben Levi says, could you please show me my place in Gan Eden first? Not ready to go. Please show me my place first. Achvi Le Duchtoi. Amr Le Lechaye. So he said, fine, come with me. Amr Le Havli Sakinach. Okay, he says, but can I please hold your knife on the way? I don't know if you have any, if you're going to do anything on the way there. So, Shimon Levi asked the Malach HaMavis, can I please hold your knife? So, Dilma Mivasli Bu'urcha, maybe there's going to be something scary on the way. So, Yavin Yele says, okay. So he gives him his knife. Shimon ben Levi and the Malach HaMavis are walking towards Gan Eden, and Shimon ben Levi is holding the knife of the Malach HaMavis. Kimata Lahasam, when he got there, Dalye, Kamachvile. So when he got there, he says, can you please give me a boost? I gotta see over the walls. So the Malach HaMavis is on the bottom, he's giving Rabbi Shimon ben Levi a boost to see over the wall, to see where his spot is in Gan Eden. And Shavar Nafalahu Gisa. So what happens? Shimon Levi says, bye! And he jumps over the wall and starts running away. So he says, that's what, you don't want to get into Gan Eden without the Malach HaMavis' help. So Nakti Bakarna Tekliva. So the Malach HaMavis grabs, whatever this means, he grabs and he catches Rabbi Shimon Levi's the corner of his coat. And he's holding on to him and he says, don't go. Amar Le Bishvuasa Delo Asina. So Rabbi Shimon Levi says, I swear I'm never coming out. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Rabbi Shimon Levi we're talking about. I itcho ashvuasa nehedar, ilolo nehedar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, you gotta be sure on your shvua. You gotta, somebody's gotta give. Amarle, Havli Sakinoi, Lo Aviyavle. So he says, give me back my knife. No, sorry, I'm not giving it back. Nafka Baskal of Amra Havniale. A Baskal went out and said, give the knife back. Give the knife back. The world has to continue to function in the way that it's functioning. Dimizba'o Libiryasa. Right, this is needed. Again, after Adam and Chava, this is needed. This is the way of the world. It does not say that he left. Machriz Elio Kameh, and then the Gemara continues, Elio Anavi started announcing before Rabbi Shimon Levi is going in, Panu Makom Labar Levi, Panu Makom Labar Levi, make way for Bar Levi, because he is coming in. On the way there, someone asked him, do you ever see a rainbow in your time? He says, yeah. He says, oh, you must not be Bar Levi. He was really lying, he was being an Anav. Could you be an Anav in Olam HaEmes? Right, they don't know that you're covering up your, either way, that's Rabbi Shua ben Levi, one of the stories. So we say, Ein Elu El Adivri Nevius, right? He was close. He was there. There were no rainbows in his time. So Rabbi Evi might have been, we could apply the principle of Misnaba Vein Yodea Manisnaba. Maybe he knew who Rabbi Shua ben Levi was. Okay. So, that was his comment. He didn't understand the distinction between the tchum ending within the city or the tchum ending beyond the city. So, Amar Rava, Rava says, I don't know, what's the problem? Shravayu Tanini. We learn them both in the next Mishnah. So, it's kind of a double question. Number one, I don't know what Ravidi's question is. And number two, I'm not sure what Rabbi Shimon Levi's chiddush is, because it's before us in the next Mishnah. Tanini, we learned it in the next Mishnah. Anshe Yir Gedola Mahalch, and we had this once before, referred to a little bit. Anshe Yir Gedola Mahalch, it's called Yir Katana, for the big city and a small city near each other. So the big city is allowed to walk the entire small city. The Ein Anshe Yir Katana Mahalch, it's called Yir Gedola. But the Anshe Yir Katana are not allowed to walk the entire Tchum of the big city. So my time, why would that be? What's the Mitzius? What's the case? Why would are they both within the tchum of each other? This shouldn't make a difference. So why is it that the big city can walk in the small city and the small city cannot walk in the big city? So my time up, lav mishum, must it not be because dahani kalsa midasan b'chatzi ha'ir? It must be that the small city's tchum ends within the middle of the big city. Now that's all where they could go up to. Vahani calls him Idasa Basofa here. And the big city, though, their tchum totally envelops the small city, and therefore they can walk the entire small city. And they can even consider it Dalai Lama's. Right? So isn't that the distinction? Doesn't say what the distinction is in the Mishnah. But isn't that the distinction? And that's why the Rava says, I don't know what Rabbi Shimon Levi's chiddush is, but the stronger question is, I don't know what Ravini's problem is. Answers the Gemara of Rav Edi. No problem. Rav Edi had a different girsa in our Mishnah. Rav Edi, what's our girsa in the Mishnah? And the one that we have, if you look down for a minute. Actually, the one that we have is Rav Edi's. The one that's quoted on the side is the one that Gemara is assuming now. Right? Our Gemara is assuming that the girsa is the Anshei Eir Gedola are allowed to walk in the Eir Ktana, but not vice versa. But Rav Edi, Anshei Tani, he had the same girsa, Anshei, he had, they're allowed to, in both directions. The Eir Gedola is allowed to walk in the Eir Ktana, and the Eir Ktana is allowed to walk in the Eir Gedola. That was his girsa, and that's actually what we have. Umukim la binosein. And he was mokim, and he said the case in the Mishnah is about a case of nosein. What is nosein? If somebody who lived in the big city put their Erev in the small city, and somebody from the small city put the Erev in the big city, then they are each allowed to walk. They're considered, their mokim shvisa is in the other city. No problem. And they can walk in the entire other city. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. It's a case of nosein. Aval modeid lo tnan. But the issue of modeh, just measuring the tchum itself and where it ends, that the Mishnah doesn't relate to that case. That's not in the Mishnah. And therefore, if Edi would say, I'm not saying anything against the Mishnah. The Mishnah is about a case of you're in one city, you're putting your Erev in another city. And my problem is, if you're in a city and it ends with inside a city, another city, or beyond, so that distinction is not discussed in the Mishnah. Good, so we have a machlokes, what the girsa is, Rav Edi, and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, Velo, the Mishnah coming up does not talk about a modeid, somebody who's just measuring from the edge of the city, just the nosein. What about the last line of the Mishnah? Vatznan. The Mishnah says, it's the last line on our Amud. Ula modeid sha'amru, nosen lo apayim ama, shafilu sof midaso kalabam ara. It says that if you have a tchum, 2,000 amos, and it ends in the middle of a cave, that's it. You can't go further than that inch, that amma, where your tchum ends, even if it's in the middle of a Rishon Sayachid, even if it's in the middle of a cave. So you see the Mishnah is discussing a case of modeh, not just a case of nosei. And the question on Rav Edi answers the Gemara, Sof ha'ir itztrichalei delotznan. No, there's still the reason that's brought, and the reason the Mishnah is said, is because sof ha'ir. If it ends, you're right, the last line of the Mishnah says, if the modeh, if it ends in the middle, so then, you know, that's all where you could go up to. But what about the other side? That is, if the city is totally included in the tchum, you can consider all of that dalan amos, so that's not explicitly in the Mishnah. So that's what Rav Edi was bothered by, that distinction, but that's what Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, that there would be a difference in halacha between, and that's the chiddush of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, right? There will be a difference in halacha between if it ends in the middle of the Rosh Hashayachid, or it has the Rosh Hashayachid totally enclosed in its borders, in the tchum. Okay. Shulchan Aruch discusses this, distinction. The Shulchan Aruch quotes in Simin Taf Ches, Sif Aleph. He quotes our halacha. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mi, Sheyatza mehair be'erev Shabbos v'iniach mazon shnei sudos rachuk mehair b'tocha tchum v'kava shvisa so sham. If somebody is kovei their shvisa, their tchum in a certain spot, af alpi shechazer lo'ir v'lon v'beiso, even if he goes back to his city and sleeps in his house, nachshuv oso k'ilu shavas b'makom shehiniach lo l'chal ruach. It's as if he's considered that he slept in that spot. That's his makom shvisa. Lefichach, kishu mahalech mimakom eruvo lemachar alpayim ama kineged ha'ir. When he goes from his eruv kineged his own city, eino mahalech be'ir ela atzof midaso. The Rambam quotes our Gemara not only in a case where the tchum of your city ends in the middle of another city, but even if you're in your own city and you put your tchum outside your city, 1,500 amas outside your city, so from that point, coming back into your tchum, all you have is up to where that new tchum ends. That's quoting the Rambam, and that's a chiddush, because you might have said that our case is talking about, no, if you put your Erev within your tchum, your city is still considered dalat amas, no matter where you go. Let's say you have 1,500 amas one direction, 500 amas the other side of your city. But the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, that this Gemara, this principle, also applies if you decide to put your tchum outside. So then you also lose the idea that your entire city is considered Dalar Amos. But if your entire city is within 2,000 Amos of where you put your Tchum, Techashev Ha'ir Kulak Arba Amos, V'yashla Midaso Chutzalo. Ketza, for example, Hinecha Deruva Barichuk Elef Amma Mibeso, Sheba'ir L'Ruach Mizrach. You put your Tchum 1,000 Amos from your house, which goes a certain amount outside the city. Nimsa mahalach lamakar mimakam eruv al payim amal mizrach, or mahalach mimakam eruv al payim amal mayruv. And he continues that he works out the math, that if it's all included, so then it would be all considered dalat abbas. That's an important application that the Rambam has, that the Shulchan Aruch quotes, but it's definitely not kipshuta. The Bir Halacha discusses the other Rishon. Okay, Amar of Nachman. So what do we have so far? We had two different opinions, what the correct girsa in our Mishnah was, and what the halacha is. But the halacha is, as we said, does it end within the city, or does it have it all included?
Under these measurements, you can have a person who's put his Eruv further away than someone who puts it inside a city, but the person who has it inside the city can
So you're going to have somebody who put his Eruv further out, and he could get, right, he could go less area, because the person who put it within the city, as the Mishnah said yesterday, is meaningless, because you're still within the city, so you start counting from outside the city, right, according to that Rambam, according to that application, right, he would be able to go shorter. Good. Amar of Nachman, man detani anshe lo mishtabesh, o man detani ein anshe lo mishtabesh. As we said, two different gersos. Both of them have some type of authority. Man detani anshe lo mishtabesh, according to the one who has the anshe, which means that the gers of our Mishnah is that both. The anshe means the ergadola can go to the ergatana, and the ergatana can go to the ergadola. So that gersa lo mishtabesh, to mukim le benosein, they would say that's a case of nosein, where you put your eruv in the opposite city. And that's what the case is. And the last line of the Mishnah brings in a case of Medida. Uman detani ein anshe, but according to the one who has the girsa of the anshe irgdola are allowed into the irktana, but the irktana are not allowed into the irgdola. That's the girsa of ein anshe, lo mishtabish. They also didn't make a mistake. Tumuki labamodeid, they would be saying that that's talking about a case where your tchum is being measured. V'chisura mechsura. And the Mishnah is lacking words. As we mentioned from the Tiferes Yisrael yesterday, we don't, though, change the words of the Mishnah. We just say, Chisurim Echzera, because the Mishnah was all in a sing-song, and they didn't want to forget the Mishnayis. Chisurim Echzera v'achiktani. Anshi Yir Gadola, and this is how the Mishnah should be understood. Anshi Yir Gadola, Mahalchit is called Ha'ir Katana. V'ein Anshi Yir Katana, Mahalchit is called Ha'ir Gadola. Right, that distinction. Why? Bamed dvar mamur b'modeid. That's by a case of modeid, meaning if somebody from the ir gedola is measuring his tchum, the entire ir ktana is within his tchum, so he can consider that whole city dalat amos. But the tchum of the small city ends inside the big city, so the small city member cannot walk the entire big city. That's what the Mishnah is telling me. Aval misha haya b'ir gadola v'hiniach et eruvo b'ir ktana. But the case of no sein, you're in one city and you put it in the other city. Haya b'ir ktana v'hiniach et eruvo b'ir gadola ma'alech haskula v'chuzel ha'payimam. Then no problem. If your tchum is in the other city, then you can walk throughout the whole other city, because that's where your makom shvisa is for Shabbos. Period. I think we mentioned very recently, but you mentioned it again because it came up here. Right? This is an example. Lo mishtabish, lo mishtabish, whatever the words are. We have this earlier, the beginning of our parak, if you remember, Adaf Nun Gimel Amid Aleph. The Mishnah also said there, Rav Shmuel, Chatani Ma'abrin with an ayin and Chatani Ma'abrin with an Aleph. Ma'antani Ma'abrin, lo mishtabish, ma'antani. We have it a few places in Shas. Remember we said in Sukkah, how do you spell Shoeva? We had the beginning of Avodah Zarah, how do you spell Idehen? What does that show? What do you mean different words? So, I mentioned it outside, but today I brought it. The Maritz Chayis in his Sefer Mavoh HaTalmud, in the two-volume Kol Kisvei Maritz Chayis, he says all these Gemaras reflect the fact that the Mishnayis were not all written down, even in the times of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, and even in the times of Amoraim, it might not have all been recorded. And he says two other, number one, the fact that you have different letters, different words. It was all still given Baal Peh. It was put together. It was cataloged. It was decided what was going to be in it by Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. But it wasn't specifically put to writing. Just two other points he makes, and that is number one, whenever you have a very large book that's put to writing, usually in the book, you refer to other parts of the book. As I wrote earlier, as I wrote later, as it says here, as it says there, nowhere in Mishnayos do you ever have that. Do you ever have, as it's written in blank, right? You don't have a Kidatanya, something like it's all written. So it doesn't sound like he says that it was written. He says, the Ad Yamav Sharabenu HaKadosh, lo hayu misudaros raksas mesechtes, a couple mesechtes were misudar and written, kelemidos idios tamid, va'ode zeo prakim shonim, ulam rebi asaf v'kibetz, v'sider kolam mishnais v'seder echad, v'satma alibad rebi kiva rebi meir, v'chulu. And he says, that's, what does he quote by the point? Od reinu derek kol kosvei svarim romzimi makom lemakom umitzainim kamosha kasafti lamala o kamosha echtav lamata, as I've already written or as I will write. That's what authors do. V'lo matzinu inyan zeh b'chol hashas sheromzu achachamim tnan kemeseches plonis. Nowhere do you find that. One place meseches tamid you find it, but that's it. But otherwise, he says it's very clear to me, says the Maharetz Chayis, one of the greats of the 1800s, that it was not all recorded and written down, it was just compiled. It was compiled, but still some of the wording was not exactly known by all, and it was not all written. That's how you can have Kisurei Mechzer, he also discusses, but he also says that's why, again, this could be argued with, but he says that's why also, whenever you have a Mishnah or a Brisa quoted, it says Ditznan or Ditanya, as we learned. It doesn't say Dichsiv, as it is written. Right? If it was written down, it would say Dichsiv, which one could argue about. Maybe we still want to be machalik between Tanakh, where we say Dichsiv, and Mishnayos, where we didn't say Dichsiv. So that's not the strongest point, but he has a number of points altogether that he says here. And that's what he says. I agree with Rashi, who says a few times in Shas that he didn't write it, and I find difficulty with the Rambam. Because the Rambam writes the Farish, that Rabbi Yudarasi wrote it down, Machlokas Rishonim, but this is one of the Maritz Chayas's topics that he likes to talk about. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now. So you just quoted how the Mishnah fits in according to either opinion. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rami Bar Abba, Amar Rav Huna. If you have a city, right, so we're finishing up now discussions of Erev Tchumen. We're on the last blot. We've had three prakim discussing Erev Tchumen. Be'er Hashem, the Mishnah, in the next parak is going to start our discussion, the next four prakim of Erev Chaseros. So Erev Tchumen, here we go. So a city that's sitting on the edge of a river. So what's the issue? Let's see. Im yesh lefaneha daka arba'a modedim la misfas hanachal. If you have a wall, here it'll become clear, even though it says arba'a, it means four amos. If you have a wall that's four amos high, so then you can measure the tchum from that wall. Why? Because if there's a wall there, even though it's on the edge of a river, people are not going to be afraid to at least walk up to the wall. They're protected. And therefore, you're allowed to measure the tchum from that wall. Fine, the imla, but if you don't have a wall there, and therefore people are going to be nervous to go there without a protection, so basically that's an unusable space next to the river. It's unusable, nobody's going to go there. So that's why you're not allowed to measure the tchum from that space. But rather, a modin la elam epetzah peso. You measure from the houses. You measure from the houses. It's not considered a wall, because that space is not usable. You're scared, as the Gemara is going to say, to use that space. So therefore, there's no usage, so you measure just from the houses. That's where the tchum is measured from. Continue. Amar le Abaya, daka arba amos amart lon ala. Abaya says to Rav Yosef, again, as he always says, you taught us, Rav Yosef. You might have forgotten. Rav Yosef was sick, but you taught us arba amos. Right, the shear that's needed for this wall by the riverbed is arba amos. So the question is, maishna mikol daki da alma da arba. But didn't we have this concept of daki on the past two dafim in terms of building a little structure, right, to show you're being masalik yourself? So here, why all of a sudden does it have to be four amos? So Amar Leah, Rav Yosef says, no, I do remember this. There's a different purpose served for this. Hasam lo biyasa tashmishta. Over there, the issue wasn't that you're scared. It was just to reflect that you're removing yourself from a chatzer. So that's why all you need is a very short, symbolic wall. Hacha biyasa tashmishta. But here, you're scared to use it. You're next to the river. So a dalet tfachim wall, that's tiny. Right? What is it? A foot off the ground? 15 inches? So that is why here it needs a higher, because here it's practically, you have to make it usable in order to be able to count the tchum from that spot. The Ritva here has an interesting lashon. right before we get to Rav Yosef finding a source, the Ritva here says, he quotes a Rashi, which we don't have, Ir Yosef as Asfas Anachal, Biasa Tashmishta, Ki Lezimnin, because sometimes, in a city without this wall, Hanachal Gadel Vishataf Kal Ha'ir, the river goes and floods the entire city. Ve'ein Diras Ha'ir Kavua. So the city, people who live there, it's not kavua. Elaki yishuv eitz srifim sheim asidim alechas mikan, like we had earlier a couple of days ago. People who sit in like the trailer parks. So it's not really considered a city. They're all like considered independent. So you measure the tchum. Lefichach ein modim lohem mikira ir elakolechar ve'echad modim lo mipezak veso. That's what happens if you have a city that the water could flood, and that's not considered a kavua city. The last time this gemara was done 7.5 years ago or so, it was like soon after New Orleans. Right, so it's you see if there could be if there's a city that's not without the wall with it next to water, so it might not be kavua. It's not considered kavua city. So you measure the tchum from I'm not saying lamaisa that you measure the tchum from the houses, but this is the example of what the Gemara is talking about. Lefzimnim hanachal gadel v'shataf kol ha'ir. Without the proper protection, sometimes rivers could come and the whole city could be destroyed. We have to think back to so many years. Just think back to the hurricane, Rahman al-Islan, that, whole cities, whole towns were underwater. But that's what's being referred to here. If you have that type of town without the protection, so then you'd measure the tchum from the houses and not from the border. Good. Amar of Yosef. We know Amin Allah. Rav Yosef says, how do I know this? Where else do I see this idea that if you measure from a wall, if it's there for protection, but if they don't feel protected, then you measure from the houses themselves. The Tanya, the Tosefta says, Hitir Rebbe, Sheyu b'nei Geder yordin l'chamsan, ve'ein b'nei chamsan olun l'geder. There were two cities on a mountain. Geder was on top, towards the top of the mountain, and chamsan was lower down on the mountain. So Rebbe allowed the b'nei Geder to go down to chamsan on Shabbos, but not the opposite. So the question is, by time, why did he do this? Why did he allow one to go, the upper one to go down, and the lower one not to go up? So we are going to have four different suggestions in the Gemara. But what's the first suggestion? Lav mishum, tahani avidaka, vahani lo avidaka. Isn't it because that the upper one must have had a daka, must have had a protective wall around it, so people wouldn't be scared? It's on a mountain, it's on a slope, so they'd go to the edge. So their edge, their tchum is measured from the wall of 2,000 amos, which includes the entire lower city. But the lower city didn't have such a wall. They have to measure their tchum from their houses, and therefore their tchum does not make it to include the entire other city. Isn't that the reason why Rebbe did that? Says Rav Yosef. Says the Gemara, no. There are three other suggestions why you might say there was a difference between the upper town and the lower town. And why did Rebbe allow the upper town to go to the lower town, but not the lower town to go to the upper town? The first suggestion is that it wasn't a halachic reason.
Why would the lower town need a wall? They weren't going to fall up the mountain.
Right. Why would they need a wall? They weren't going to fall up the mountain, but maybe they need it for some type of, as we're going to see, security. Security, as we'll see what we're about to talk about. So Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar. Rav Dimi says, no. Tatroge metatrik ilahu b'nei gadol b'nei chamsan. The people in the upper town, b'nei gadol, were animals. They were attackers. They were pillagers. And therefore, they always came to attack the lower town. So Rebbe said, you're not allowed. You're not allowed, he told the b'nei gadol. I guess they listened to Rebbe, even though they were robbers. You're not allowed to go down into the other town. Umay hitir? Hiskin. Hitir really means he made a takana. He says, Geder, B'nei Geder, you're not allowed to go into the other town. B'nei Chamson can come to you. But B'nei Geder cannot go down. So, Umay Shno Shabbos. So why Dafka did he only say Shabbos they can't go? Every day. No, Deshchicha Be'Shechris. Because on Shabbos you might drink. And therefore you might be more out of control on Shabbos. And therefore, that is why he made the Takana on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Ki Azli Lohasam Nami Mitatrik Ilahu. So when they come there, right? By the way, Rashi says on the first, third, fourth white line, B'nei Geder l'chamsan. The B'nei Geder used to come to Chamsan. Makin v'hargin hayu B'nei Geder l'B'nei Chamsan. Serious. Makin v'hargin. The B'nei Geder used to go to the B'nei Chamsan. So, I'm sorry, I think I said it in the opposite way. He allowed the B'nei Geder to go down to Chamsan. But the B'nei Chamsan, who were the ones who were attacked, were not allowed to go into the upper city, into the home of the attackers. So ask the Gemara now, why were the ones who were doing the attacking, why were they allowed to go into the city of the victims? Wasn't there a worry? So the Gemara says, no. Kalba v'lomasya, shvashnin lo navach. If a dog is not in his own city, he could go 7 years without a bark. Meaning what? Animals, even people who act like animals, you know, they act most ferociously when they feel comfortable. And when they feel in their own place, they feel confident. If they're in a different place, they're more timid, they're more reticent, they're more shy, and therefore, you know, not that they feel scared, but they don't feel comfortable, and therefore they wouldn't attack so much. So if they're in their, if in the other person's city, so then we say that they would not attack, and it would be okay. We'll get back to that. Let's just finish. So what do you mean? Hashanami, v'tatrugi, b'nei chatzal, b'nei gader. Okay, so why aren't we worried then about revenge? We're allowing them in the city of the b'nei gader. So we're allowing the Bnei Gadar to go to the Bnei Chamson. Why aren't we worried that the Bnei Chamson are going to take revenge? Kule hai lo kai filahu. No. They're not going to be as comfortable if they're not in their own city, but they're not going to be like, people who are like, just let everybody take advantage of them. They're still, you know, these pillagers. They just won't be so comfortable as to do the attacking, but they'll definitely be able to defend themselves. But either way, this second approach is that this law that Rebbe made has nothing to do with halacha. It just had to do with good advice, public policy, trying to make sure that peace was kept amongst these towns, B'nai Geder and B'nai Chamson. Two ha'aretz. Number one, the Nachlas Yaakov. We mentioned this in a Parsha Shir a couple of years ago, in a Haggadah Shir a couple of years ago. The Nesivos, in his commentary on Chumash, he quotes that by the Makkah of Arov, what does the Pasuk say? Umalu vate Mitzrayim es ha'arov, v'gam ha'adama asher heim aleha. The Arov filled the land, all the houses of Mitzrayim were filled, and the adama that they were on. What does that phrase mean? Haloshoni tamua, what does that mean? The Arov filled Mitzrayim and the land. So explains the Nachlas Yaakov. Chazal tell us, Kalba v'lomas yashev shani lo navach, quotes our Gemara in Eruvin, that a dog only acts most ferociously when he is comfortable on his own land. So you know what Kadosh Baruch Hu did when he brought Ar of the wild beasts? He brought all of their climate and land to Mitzrayim. He made forests and he made icebergs and he made all the different climates where the animals are used to. He created that in Mitzrayim so that the animals felt at home and that they would attack more ferociously. That's Hashem brought the animals and the land that they were on. That's the Nesivos. Kusheinu meiriach afar artso asher nisgadel alav lo chatzif l'shlot ba'anashim. That will be filled. Amazing comment of the Nachlas Yaakov. If you remember, the Gra had a different shot. The Gra said that there's a Mishnah in Meseches Kilayim. We discussed it back in Chulin, because it's also in Chulin, Kilayim and Chulin. They're talking about a certain type of animal that was connected to the ground, that had its belly button was stuck to the, had a strings connected to the ground, and it could only go a certain radius around. There was an animal that was like that. So that animal, if you cut it from the ground, it dies. So it says all the wild animals in the world were in Mitzrayim. So how did Hashem bring this one? Hashem must have brought the ground also with it in order for this one to be able to attack in the Adnei Hasada, I think they were called. Right? So that's why that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Okay, we continue. The other issue related to our discussion could be Nekama. We're talking about Nekama and the B'nai Chamson taking Nekama for the B'nai against the B'nai Gadar. So whenever Nekama comes up, it's always worthwhile remembering the words of the Sefer HaChinuch. One of the most important Sefer HaChinuchs in his entire Sefer, where the Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Reish Mem Aleph, trying to give us a little understanding and how we could observe the laws of Nekama. After all, it's so natural, you know, sweet revenge. How is it possible? So the Chinuch says we have to realize that everything that happens to us in life is meant to happen. Right? In life, we are both subjects and objects, says the Chinuch. We are subjects, and whatever we do, we have free choice, we have Bechira Chafshis, and we're going to be held responsible for everything that we do. But everything that happens to us, they had free choice to do it. But from my perspective, I have to realize that it was meant to happen to me, which is a very high high level to have an understanding. If something happens to a person, this was meant to happen to me. This was meant to happen to the car. This was meant to happen to my house, my body, my this. I was meant to miss the bus. But he had bechira chashus to do it. But I was meant to. And if I have that, I'll realize that what's revenge? They were just the kli. They were the tool that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to do this, to have this done to me. But I'm going to take revenge on that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of them. That's the very important words in Reish Mimalev. And I mentioned that connected, Rabbi Meir Tursky connects the Sefer HaChidach to the Yosef story. Yosef says, don't worry about it. Kilo michya shlochani aleichem. I was sent here to take care of you. What, Yosef would say they didn't sin? No, they did sin. And they're going to be punished for selling him. But Yosef would say, from my perspective, from my point of view, I don't take it personally. Because I know it was all meant to happen. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me here to take care of you. Okay. We continue. So we had a second approach, why there was a takana. Rav Safra, fourth line. Rav Safra Amar, Ir Ha'asuya Kekeshes Havi. No, the point of these towns were that the bottom town was made like a bow. And the string of the bow was facing up, and as we had about a week and a half ago, the two edges, the two sides of the bow were more than 4,000 amos away from each other. So therefore you weren't allowed to try to fill in, if you remember, the bow and to count the tchum from the string. So therefore, the upper city was within 2,000 amos of parts of this city, and then the Mela, they could walk the entire city. But the lower city, if you lived in the circle part of the bow, then you have to measure from their house, right, from 2,000 amos, and therefore, they weren't able to make it to the upper city. Third. Fourth suggestion, Rav Dibi Bar Chinina Amar, Anshi Ir Gedola, Va'anshi Ir Ktanahavi. The case was, this was like a big and a little city next to each other, like the case of the next Mishnah. That's what the upper and lower one was. And therefore, the Gedola could go to the Ktana, but the Ktana couldn't go to the Gedola. Rav Kahana Masdi Hachi. Rav Kahana had the version as we just said. Rav Tevyomi had the following. Rav Safra, instead of having Rav Safra saying answer number 3 and Rav Dimi saying answer number 4, he just had both of them. Rav Safra, Rav Dimi Rachidida, Chad Amar Ir Hasuyi Kekeshes Havi, Chad Amar Ashiya Gitana Vashiya Gedola Havi. Right? He didn't have a Misora who said which answer. He just had, they each gave answer number 3 and 4 together. Good. Viter says the next Mishnah. So some of this we had already. Anshi Ir Gedola Mahalchus Kol Ir Ktana Vit Anshi Ir Ktana Mahalchus Kol Ir Gedola. Right, that was Rav Edi's Girsa on the side. Right, the Girsa is broad. The 8 Anshi. Either one. Rav Hashem will be able to make the Siyam on Eirvin because we'll include both Girsos. Ketzad Misha Haya Be Ir Gedola. V'Nasad Es Eiruv Be Ir Ktana. If somebody's in the big city, it puts his Eiruv in the small city. Be Ir Ktana. V'Nasad Es Eiruv Be Ir Gedola. Mahalchus Kula V'Chutzala Apay Mama. But if you put your Erev in another city, then where you put that Erev is your Makom Shvisa, and you have, that's your, you can go outside that city, 2,000 Amos. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ein Lo Ela Mi Makom Eruvo, Alpayim Amma. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you have from your Makom Erev 2,000 Amos. Rabbi Akiva holds, you only have 2,000 Amos outside the city where you're being Shoves in. But if you decide to place your Erev in a different city, so then that doesn't work. Then you only have 2,000 amos from your Erev. That's it. Amar lahen Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says to them, Iatem odim li. Don't you admit to me, Benosin Eruva Bama Ara, if you put your Erev in a cave, Shein lo ela mimakam Eruva alpayim amos, you only have 2,000 amos from there? So too if you place your Erev in a city. So Amru lo no. Amasai, when do you say that in the cave you would only have 2,000 amos from the Erev spot? There's nobody who lives there. Aval yesh b'diurin, if there are diurin, and the cave is a rishus hayachid, it's like a house, so then you would count from outside. Mahalachas kulav chutzal apay mama. So what's the problem, Rabbi Akiva? Nimsa kal tocha me'al gaba. The inside of the cave would be better than on top of the cave. On top of the cave, it's a rishus harabim. So you only have 2,000 amos from that spot. But from inside the cave, that's like a house. And therefore, you'd be able to go to the edge and then to count 2,000 amos from the door. And finishing up the Mishnah, ulamodei sha'amru, and for a measurer, noset alpayim amma, you count 2,000 amos, afilu sofidaso kalabamara. The opposite way. If your 2,000 amos end in a city and in a cave, so then you don't say that's all Dal Amos. Then it ends wherever the Erev ends. So again, if your Tchum starts within a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, then the whole Rosh Hashanah Yachid could be Dal Amos. If it ends inside a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, then you have to stop where the Tchum ends. Just one Ha'ara, and that is, it's amazing, isn't Rabbi Akiva the man Da'amar that holds Tchum in Da'araisa? Does Rabbi Akiva allow you to send an Erev Tchumen? We thought Erev Tchumen is the Rabbanan. It's a rabbinic fixing to allow you to extend it. Rabbi Akiva, though, is the one that holds that even the 2,000 Amos is Da'oraisa. So the Arsameach discusses that, how Rabbi Akiva could hold Da'oraisa, Tchumen, and still hold that you're able to send an Erev Tchumen. The concept of your Tchum is Da'oraisa, but you have flexibility where you set your Tchum. Once you set it, then that 2,000 Amos would be Da'oraisa. But you have a little flexibility in terms of where you set it. So the Arsameach in Hilchas Shabbos discusses this. Good. Weiter. Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So we have a machlokas here. Says Rav Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, Shavas Be'ir Chareva. What happens if you have your Makam Shvisa in a desolate city? What does desolate mean? Rashi says, the walls are up, but nobody lives there. What's the halacha? L'Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, meaning not Rabbi Akiva, Ma'alechas Kula V'chutzal Apayimama. You can have 2,000 Amos from outside that city, outside the city walls, even though nobody lives there. But if you placed your Erev in this city, you weren't Shovis there on Erev Shabbos, meaning Shmuel holds that the Rabbanan would agree to Rabbi Akiva, that there would be a difference if you lived in a city on Erev Shabbos, Shvisa versus Nasan Eruvo. That Rabbanan would agree if the place where you place your Erev is a Ir Chareva, a desolate city where nobody lives. That is the chiddush of Shmuel, that the Rabbanan would agree to Rabbi Akiva in that situation. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no. Echad Shavas v'echad Iniach. Malachas Kula v'chutz l'apai mama. Rabbi Eliezer says, no. The Rabbanan hold, you have 2,000 Amos from outside the city, period. It doesn't matter what kind of city it is, as long as it's a city, and it doesn't matter if you were Shovis there or you were Nosein there. It doesn't make a difference. So it's a machlokes, what the Rabbanan would hold. Good. Meisvei. So what second? Go back to the language of the Mishnah. Amar lehen Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, don't you agree to me if you put your Erev in the cave? And Amrullah, what they answer, doesn't the Mishnah say beferish that if there are no diurin there in the cave, so then they would agree to Rabbi Akiva. It's mefurish like Shmuel against Rabbi Elazar. So where it says, no, my ein ba diurin, eina re'uya ladira. It meant that it's not livable, that people don't live there, but not livable. That is how the Mishnah would work according to Rabbi Elazar. Number one, Tashma. Let's try again. Shavas ba'ir afilu hi gedola kantuchya. If somebody is shovis in a city that's huge, like Antuchia, Bama'ara, or if somebody is shovis in a cave, afilu hi kema'ara Sidkiyo melech Yehuda, even if it's the size of the cave of Sidkiyahu. What's the cave of Sidkiyahu? The Pasuk describes in Sefer Yirmiyahu, Rashi quotes it in Perek Nun Beis. But in Sefer Malachim, Rashi in Perek Chaf Hei quotes a medrash that Chizkiyahu had an underground cave when he was running away from Bavel, from Yerushalayim all the way to Yericho. That's how long the cave was, an underground cave that he had built. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want him to get away, so there was a tzvi. As he was running under the ground in the cave, there was a tzvi that was running on top of the ground that was leading the Anshei Bavel. And right when he came out of the cave by Yericho, the deer was there and they caught him. Right, that's how Tzidkiyahu was caught, but that cave is huge. So that's what the Gemara says. Even if you have a cave as big as Ma'aret Tzidkiyahu, Mahalich is kula v'chutzal apayim amma. So you walk the entire way, v'chutzal apayim amma, you can go 2,000 amos out. So, Tani Ir Dumya Dama'ara. So we say, here you have a city and a cave compared to each other. Right? They're put in the same line. Ir Dumya Dama'ara. Ma Me'ara Chareva. Just like the Ma'ara, a cave. Aren't we talking about a desolate cave? Nobody's living there. The one that was being run in. Af Ir Chareva. So to the Ir is Chareva. That's what we're talking about here in this Tosefta, in this Brisa. Vishavas in Avalhiniachlo. And what does it say here? If you were Shavas, doesn't say Nasan. So is that meduyuk? Mani. So who is this opinion? Who is this like? Ilema Rabbi Akiva. If is this like Rabbi Akiva, can't be. My Arya Chareva. Filu Yeshiva Nami. Rabbi Akiva would reject this. Not only by Chareva, but even by Yeshiva, he would say you measure 2,000 amos from the Erev itself. Elav Rabbanan. So it must be the Rabbanan Shita. V'taima de Shabbos in. And the only reason that it works is because you actually were there on Erev Shabbos. Aval hi niyach lo. But if you just put it there, it wouldn't work. So isn't that a raya? An akasha? Answers the Gemara, no. Lo teima ir dumya de ma'ara. But say the opposite. Ela'ema ma'ara dumya de ir. Ma'ir yeshiva. Af ma'ara yeshiva. Verbi Akivi. We're talking about an inhabited area, an inhabited cave, and it's like Rabbi Akiva. Da Amar Ein Lo Mimakam Meiruva Ela Paimama Ubishavas Modi, and he's the one that says if you were no sane, you have to count from your Erev itself. But here we're talking about Shavas. See, even Rabbi Akiva would agree if you're in a city, you have the whole city, and outside of it, 2,000 amos. Period. Says the Gemara 1 minute. V'hakamara Tzidkio Ktani. But aren't we comparing it to the cave of Tzidkio? Nobody lived there. That was just an underground getaway passage. So the Gemara said, no. Kima'ara Tzidkiyahu, v'lo kima'ara Tzidkiyahu. Like it and not like it. Kima'ara Tzidkiyahu gedola. As big as the Ma'ara. V'lo kima'ara Tzidkiyahu, d'ilo hasam. Chareva v'hachi yeshiva. It's just comparing it in size and not in anything more than that. Period. Mar Yehuda Ashka Chinul B'nei Mavrachta to come Mosvi Iruvayu Bevei Knishta de Beagubar. So Mar Yehuda found the people of Mavrachta that used to put their Erev in the shul of Bei Agubar, which was outside their, right, which was outside their city. Armaluhu, he says to them, Gvu Bei Tafi, you know, push it further into the shul, Ki Hechi Delishteri Lechutvei, so that you can have more space. Meaning he felt like outside the city, you put it like Rabbi Akiva, you're going to go where from those 2,000 amos from that spot. So, you know, push it further in the shul. Amar le Rava, palga. Rava says, you argumentative person. Be'erivin, lest the chash lahad Rabbi Akiva. We don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. It's in a shul. What, you have to stop inside the shul? No. If this is your makom shvisa, then the entire shul is Dalanamas, and you start counting from outside. That's why you don't have to worry about it. So Adalach Kitzan Abrin, there's a discussion about putting it in a shul, right? So this is the one of the Makar, the Ramah. We quoted it way back in the beginning of the Masechta, that Minhag is to put it inside the shul. Because some people, even though people don't sleep there, we eat there, and you don't have to worry about anybody going away for Shabbos, right? It's in a public place, everybody knows about it. The Ramah in Shin Samach Vav quotes that Minhag, but again, this maybe is a smock to that Minhag of putting it inside the shul. Okay, we'll have to start by the ship tomorrow with the sixth parak of Maseches Eruvin relating to Eruvei Chatzeros. That's going to be, Be'ez Hashem, starting tomorrow's discussion. Okay, we'll stop here. Parsha Shir is tonight, Be'ez Hashem. Daf Yin Shir should be up already. The stages of the Mesorah on the OU.org website.